a 2013 survey has reported that more than 80% of teenagers have tried alcohol by the time they're 15, and one in five Australians over the age of 14 at levels that put them at risk of alcohol-related harm. Now, Dr. Julie Green is Executive Director of the Raising Child Network. Dr. Green, good afternoon.
Hi there, Dennis.
I'd like to hear listener experiences with this. How can we get around this? Because it's sort of, it's almost part of our psyche, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You're very much on the ball there. I think what we know a lot more about from research over the last 5 or 10 years is the effects of alcohol, especially on the brains of teenagers. And I think there's we've got parents who are looking for information and support in how they should approach the topic with their own teenagers.
Probably, a lot of parents would be thinking alcohol would be the lesser of many evils that are out there.
I think that's a really common perception. Alcohol, it has been part of the Australian culture for a long time, but what comes as a surprise to many parents is that no one under 18 should drink alcohol at all. So when it comes to drinking alcohol, there's no safe levels for teenagers.
All right, so 96900693, so nothing, not even to sort of getting them used to it as socially and responsibly drinking before 18?
No, we know a lot more from research now about the brains of teenagers. There's a lot going on during those years around their brain growing and growing a healthy brain, I should say, means that alcohol just isn't good for developing brains.
So the concept of maybe a sip of mum or dad's red wine or white wine when you're 14 or 15 is that we now know that it's for their health is not good.
That is right. And so parents modelling good behaviour and responsible behaviour around alcohol is a really important part of what they can do for their teenagers.
So if unfortunately, a lot of the kids probably see mum and dad not having a skinful, but just enjoying themselves like everyday people do. Do you reckon they learn their behaviours from that?
That's one source. What happens at home is one of the influences. But also, teenagers often look to their friends or even to the media for cues about how to behave when it comes to drinking alcohol. So it's important for parents to be able to connect up with information to help them manage the situation and open up conversations with their teenagers. I think people understand that the teenage years is a time for young people to try new things. But if parents are aware of the risks of alcohol, then they can open up conversations with their kids.
So even, a 16-year-old at an occasional party for a mate or something, there's some sort of risk there.
Well, if we're talking about binge drinking, binge drinking can really affect the brain of a young person. And alcohol usage can easily become a habit, and that can go on to presenting a problem for alcohol consumption going forward. So what is helpful for parents is to have those conversations at home and to try and prevent or minimise their teenagers' alcohol use.
Dr. Julie Green, we'll see what the listeners think. Executive Director at Raising Children. Just quickly, Raising Children, what does Raising Children set out to do?
Raisingchildren.net.au, it's a reliable source of information on the web. It's a website. It's for parents. The information's free and reliable. So it's there for parents to tap into 24/7, and it covers most questions that parents will have, not only about raising their teenagers, but right from pregnancy to raising young to teenage kids.
All right, Dr. Julie Green, thank you. 96900693. But as I said, I do think that most parents with teenagers, maybe 15 or 16, would see having a few drinks, not binge drinking, but having a few drinks as they head towards their latter teen years as being something that's sort of the lesser of all of the evils that could be out there.